Introduce your kids to a sport they'll love all their lives. Registration is open now for youth tennis classes from Yellow Ball Tennis. Along with lessons from fully qualified instructors, Yellow Ball Tennis even provides smaller rackets, shorter courts, and larger tennis balls for the youngest students. Summer classes are filling quickly, so register now at yellowballtennis.com. Intense tennis, a safe environment, serious fun. Learn more at yellowballtennis.com.
Time for our Tuesday morning tennis talk, served up to you by Yellow Ball Tennis. Register now for summer youth tennis lessons at yellowballtennis.com. And here to talk about tennis and other things that he's involved with, this is Jim Powers from Lorain County Community College. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, we're doing okay and getting to enjoy some of the nice weather that we have so we can get
beautiful.
Out.
It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, absolutely. You, let's talk a little bit about your background. You're at LCCC. What are your roles there for the most part?
Yeah, I'm an associate professor in the Health and Wellness Sciences Division. Teach health and wellness classes and the physical education sports activities classes. I'm the head cross-country coach and the assistant athletic director.
Oh, okay. And I see that you recently you're on the board of the Northeast Ohio Tennis Association. What brought you over to NEOTA there?
Yeah, we started that back in 2008. One of our students asked me during tennis class why the college did not have a tennis team back up. We had one, you know, back in the 60s and 70s. So we looked into it, and I started an affiliation with the United States Tennis Association. They have a club tennis program. Their USTA on campus teams. So that's how we got. That's how I got started with working with the USTA. Was with our club tennis team, creating our club tennis team back in 2008. Then they wanted to know how a community college did it. So I got on some volunteer committees with them, and it's just the relationship has just grown. And now I'm on the board with the Northeastern Ohio section.
Over that decade or so, did the involvement increase? I mean, it seemed to have started just with a couple students, or one student for that matter, but I guess it's really grown.
You know, it took off right away, and it's taken on some different forms over the years. The last few years, the group has decided they didn't want to travel as much. They didn't want to commit their weekends. So right now, the form it's taken now is more of a social gathering, like an informal gathering. But they meet twice a week. Yeah, it's a great group of kids. And then whenever they want to start back up and travel and compete against other teams, we'll go ahead and do that again.
I understand there's a clinic going on this weekend at the college for USTA. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're working with the USTA with Rebecca Hancart and the group at the USTA Northeastern Ohio on May 22nd. We have we're one of the sites for the USTA Play Tennis Midwest. It's going to be from 9:30 to 11:00. It's free. If you don't have a racket, we'll let you borrow a racket. It's for kids. It's for adults. It's just an introduction to the game of tennis and then some of the events that we'll have this summer. So there'll be some drills, some games, some activities for kids and adults just to introduce you to the game of tennis and let you know what we'll have going on this summer.
What is it about the tennis that really started, you realize that their eyes light up when it comes time for them to either learn about it or become a part of something like that?
You know, it's just that the first time that you see a kid and the ball hits the middle of the racket and it goes, you know, if we set up a net, it goes over a net, or that they just, that first successful hit and they, that first time they bounce the ball, the first time it goes where you want it to go, it's the eyes light up, like you just said, and then they want more. They want more. It's, you get to run around. It's a very physical game. You get to have fun. There's so many different ways to play tennis. So many different styles. You don't have to be great at one thing. You don't have to, you know, have that huge power serve. So there's a lot of different ways to play it. That's the fun part about tennis.
Jim, can they get more? Any summer camps this season?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot going on. We have a lot going on this summer, guys. You know, with the COVID situation in the past year, tennis has taken off even more than it was as a safe, socially distant sport. So right now, boy, people can't get enough of tennis right now. So we've got a lot going on. We're working again with the USTA, Northeastern Ohio. We're going to have a clinic at LCCC on our outdoor courts June 14th through 17th. And working with the USTA, very low cost, for only $20. The kids are going to get a youth racket, a T-shirt, a tennis ball, instruction, drills. That'll be, we have a group from kindergarten to second grade will go from 10 to 11 in the morning. Third grade through sixth grade will go from 11 to 12. And that's June 14th through 17th. Then the couple weeks later, we're working with Mary Herrick with the Yellow Ball Tennis Program. They're going to work with us at LCCC from June 28th to July 1st. That's from 9 to 11. And I know Mary's talked about it, and USDA's talked about it before, just the great instruction, match play. You know, they'll get a T-shirt, but they'll get a lot of instruction. You know, Mary's a USPTA professional. I'll be out there helping out. And they'll sign up through that, through Yellow Ball Tennis.
Jim, when do you take some time off? I thought they had a graduation here coming up soon, and it was a little bit of a break
well,
for
graduated.
You.
Graduation was last week. I don't know. I guess when I retire, I'll take some time off.
What's the programs there for health and wellness that you teach there? What kind of programs do the kids leave with when they go through something that you're teaching?
Well, I teach health and wellness. I also teach stress management. And then I do a lot of non-credit work with adults. I teach beginning tennis. I teach beginning golf. Like I said, I coach the cross-country team. But we have a ton of programs at the college. We have our fitness center that's open to our students, our staff. It's open to the public. We have our indoor and outdoor tennis courts. We have our indoor track. This past spring, I taught the walk, jog, run class, physical education class. So we just try to get our students learning the basics of physical activity, the benefits for your heart. We talk about nutrition. You know, again, this COVID situation has changed everything in the last year. And, you know, one of the things that suffered is everybody's physical, mental well-being. And we need to keep up on that. So we learned some strategies, stress management strategies, time management strategies, living in a new environment with everything online, and then just making sure everybody keeps to the forefront that they need to stay physically active. We can't do a whole lot if we're not physically active.
Yeah, and that's a benefit of the Lorain County Community College. You have so much space there. I mean, there's a nice land and just to walk and get around there as well, too, for the public.
Yeah, we have so much room. We've got our, you know, I'm partial to the cross-country course. We have our cross-country course out there, but a lot of land to walk, to run, to play tennis, to do. You know, we have flag football groups that come out and play and use our field, soccer teams, just our different sports. So we have a lot of activities going on, a lot of room out there for people to move around.
I see wildlife out there occasionally, too. You got a lot of that land out there for
everywhere. Believe me, when I'm out there setting up the cross-country course, I need to dodge the deer. I hear coyotes every once in a while. We have our hawks come back every year. So it's fantastic. I love it out there.
Well, it's all part of nature, and you talk about sort of the stress. That's one of those ways that you can also relieve that, too, just enjoying the fresh air.
Just enjoy it. Yeah, just enjoy getting outside.
Jim, what was your enter into sport? What was your – you mentioned cross country. Was that really – were you a runner for the most part, and you picked up the other ones, or which one really brought
you? Yeah, primarily I was a runner, but I come from a – you know, my dad was a football coach and a baseball coach. So we've always been involved in a lot of sports, some on a recreational level. I played a lot of softball and flag football and basketball. And I'm a physical education instructor. So when some of the other instructors, George Wright, Norm Irwin, when they retired, I took over teaching a lot of the physical education classes, basketball class, flag football, bowling, tennis, golf. When Dan Smith, longtime coach, tennis coach at Elyria West and Elyria High School, ran our tennis tournament every year. He worked with me a lot when I took over the tennis tournament, and I've continued to work with Dan over the years. So that was my introduction to tennis, was actually starting to teach the beginning tennis class.
Yeah. How good are you? Are you getting better?
I'm not sure. I think I'm holding steady.
Sometimes I'm not a great
tennis player, but I love the aspect of, I'll tell you what I love about tennis is I can take some of the other sports that I've played, and you can relate that movement and body control and balance and coordination and some of the drills that you can do, they transfer between different sports. So although I'm not a great tennis player, I love teaching beginners. I love teaching beginners. Just getting them going, getting them out on the court and hitting the ball back and forth. You know, whether they become a great tennis player, that's another whole deal. But for me, as long as somebody can get out, enjoy the game, enjoy the physical activity, That's all I need.
You just like seeing people move. I bet that's the best part,
that's
right?
It.
You just
want
to stop standing still. Start moving around. That's the best part.
Yeah, I can never sit still, so I don't want anybody else sitting still. Absolutely. So I love seeing people just get up and have fun playing a sport. That's the main thing. Just have fun playing sport.
If people want to find out more maybe about some of the, what's happening this weekend at the college or some of those other things, is there a good place for them to get some of that information from?
Yeah, on the USTA Northeastern Ohio website, we have some information. Easiest thing to do is probably just give me a call at the college. My number's 440-366-7652, or shoot me an email at the college, jpowers@lorainecc.edu. I'd be happy to talk to anybody about our summer programs that we have going on.
Sounds good. I like your enthusiasm, Jim. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too. Jim Powers joining us from Lorain County Community College, all about some of the things going on with the USTA clinics this weekend at the college, as well as they've got some summer camps together as well for tennis.